fighting for America.
Hamas doesn't care about the civilian population in Gaza. They embed themselves in civilian areas. They use hospitals and schools and mosques. They want those civilians' deaths.
Fighting for Idaho.
And the Harry Reid Senate has become a factory for showboats, where votes are made that are more interested in winning votes for Democrats in November elections than they are for winning jobs for the American people. That's become the norm.
Fighting for you.
It's one thing to listen to people and to talk with them when you're a candidate for a position. Now, I think that we might have a qualitatively different conversation, and I want to listen first before trying to give my views.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
We need to look out for one another, and that's what we try to do here each and every day.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Good to have you with us. Finally, some sanity this morning. Dave Petzl with us here at 580 KIDO. Has the day of reckoning arrived for you and your market promoters?
No. We pulled back a tiny bit from all-time highs. I'm sorry for those folks out there that would like to see the market crash and burn. I'm not sure why, but anyway. No, we have normal corrections all the time, Kevin. It's a part of it. I remember a year or so ago, about a year and a few months, when the Federal Reserve first started talking about tapering, right?
Right.
And so then the market pulled back about 7, 8% real fast, and out of the woodwork came all the bears. It was all over. We're all going to die. It was all phony anyway. And as they have continued to taper, the market's marched 30% up. So... No, I think it's fine, and corrections are normal, Kevin.
Indeed, but wasn't this like the largest two-day drop ever, something like that?
No. The data miners were accurate, I'm sure, as they mined through all the last couple of years to tell us that it was the worst two-day drop in 2 years.
Right, but with reference to that, I mean, let's see. Let's take a look at the front page of the New York Times today, and you're going, gosh... Thanks, Kevin. I'm glad I came in for this, but you know, we do the reporting fair and balanced here, or yeah, whatever you'd like to define it as. Far from 10% correction, investors' pain mounts. What do you make of
investors
that?
Investors what now?
Far from 10% correction, comma, investor pain mounts.
Oh, pain. Yeah, okay. It's long ways from a 10% correction, yes. But their pain is mounting? Well, I guess they ran out of headlines for the day, Kevin. Maybe we need a jetliner to go down.
Wow, Dave Petzl.
I'm sorry, but this is... No, I'm just saying, really, seriously, you know, in the last week, I've not seen more negative headlines since the market was down huge in 2008. It was absolutely something else. And even at times when the market was up last week, which it was, this correction's not big. Here's the difference, though. What people don't realize is when you look at the indices themselves, the Dow, for example, is flat for the year, right? It's not up at all. The S&P is still up. The NASDAQ's up.
Well, you're a big fan of the S&P.
I'm a bigger fan of the S&P.
Is that your favorite, the S&P?
It's the best of the major indices, yes.
Okay.
It's not my favorite? No. That would probably be the MSCI World. How's that for a mouthful of garbage?
Yeah, you lost me.
Okay, I know. Exactly. That's right. So that's the point. Of the major ones, the S&P is far and away better. The Dow's only 30, okay? Here, let me just take a quick moment. This will take just a second. There's only 30 stocks in the Dow.
Hold on. Do me a favor.
Yes.
Talk slowly so I can keep up.
You keep up. You're out here way ahead of me.
Yes, okay.
Way ahead.
All right, go ahead, please. This will be
okay.
Good.
Okay, the Dow index is only 30 stocks. That's okay. It. Okay, so it's not broad.
Right.
And further, it's what they call price-weighted. Now, I'm not going to go into the weeds here on this, but just to say that a $100 stock in the Dow, like IBM, has five times the weighting of a $20-ish dollar stock like Alcoa. That doesn't make any sense. So it has to, so it's really about the giant or high-priced companies in the Dow index, and there's only 30 of them. So it's not very broad. That's why you see in the year like this, you'll see that the markets broadly are up, but the Dow happens to not be, or right, the Dow is doing better, and it's all happenstance. So anyway, now to take that and then to say all of these different indices and all the negativity out there, they're barely off from their all-time highs, Kevin. It's just but within that, underneath that, there are some companies out there that have been hit pretty hard. And that's where the pain, if you will, could be felt. And I didn't read that article, so maybe they are talking about individual stocks. But there are some out there that are down 10, 20%.
Well, you know, and people are concerned, as they should be. So let's go over some more headlines here with Dave Pezzo, Pezzo Financial, the Pezzo Center, the Pezzo Institute, with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Will August whip up storm clouds on Wall Street, Dave Pezzo?
Yeah, no. No. No more than any other August. Do the traders want some storm clouds? Yes. I mean, what happens in August normally is that everybody goes to the beach, right? It's just dull. And that's what I would expect this August to be as well, just dull. Now, if we get some headlines and Russia continues to become a bigger problem, that to me is the biggest problem out there. That would be my biggest concern is Russia because of its impact on Europe, which then impacts the U.S. corporate profits.
Well, what about the idea of the Middle East, though, with the situation in Gaza, Hamas, Israel, Saudi Arabia and others could be pulled into it, and its impact it has on... You know, gas prices here.
It has little impact. And, Kevin, as you well know, it's this would be for you and I in our lifetime, Middle East Part 63, right? I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I think I even heard a report about this particular situation, that this is the fourth time that Hamas has said, we'll not, you know, let's do a ceasefire, and then they just, you know, months later start launching rockets again. This time the Israelis had enough after four different times and came in and blew up all the tunnels so they can diminish their capacity to do that.
Dave Pezzo with us here as we continue on at 580KIDO. You take a look at the front page of the paper today when we're taking a look at the states, and state gas prices defy trend, with much of the U.S. paying less at the pumps. AAA Idaho calls for more transparency. Now, this has been going on for quite some time, and we usually get the same argument. Well, you know, Dave Pezzo, Kevin Miller at 580KIDO, we're never the first to raise it. We're always the last to lower it down, and then when it goes up, we're the last, da-da-da-da-da. Do you buy that?
No. No, it's not. We're not the first. We're not the last. It's the price out of the pipeline. As long as it's competitive, I'm fine. It doesn't really matter. If you go to a place like California, what matters to me is the stupidity of their environmental laws makes it so expensive to blend the gasoline that it's really, really expensive there. And some places have higher taxes. Idaho has a very high tax. We are a very high tax state, by the way, Kevin, probably the highest for a conservative state. But it's not just the it's certainly we're not ever going to be the lowest because our state gas tax is very high. But at any rate, as long as there are multiple competitors in the market, I don't think there's price fixing, and that's what I'm concerned about.
Right, but is there a way to handle that, if you will? Is there a way to, you know, get us so we do have lower prices here?
Only to lower the gas tax, yeah. That would be it.
Well, you know,
long as it's competitive, yeah. You know, if somebody can show me that they are colluding on prices, then fine. Then they should be taken out and strung up. But otherwise, government intervention is silly. It just says, I want to set prices, and pretty soon we want to set prices for hamburgers and everything else. And people say, that's ridiculous. Well, why don't we take the argument for, you know, anything? Everybody is concerned about guns. So, I'm not a big gun guy, but I think people have the right to carry their own weapons. But look at what people are concerned about, that they can't have an Uzi at home. Why? Because that leads to other issues, meaning they're going to start taking every little bit away. We don't want to start setting prices or saying what's competitive or not unless there is colluding on price. And then you betcha, I believe, that the trust, come in and bust the trust like we did in this country 100 years ago.
Dave Pezzo with us, the Pezzo Center, as we continue on here at 580KIDO. Let's take a look at a few more headlines here from USA Today. USA's love affair with debt is a problem. You agree with that?
Of course. Yeah. But, first of all, since headlines are there to just, if it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead. Okay, we get that.
Right.
Okay, so it's always a negative headline. It's not going to be something like the event. here that you did a year or a month ago. God and Country. That's good news. That talks about positive on the family and that kind of stuff, right? That's not going to be on the lead on a newspaper. It's going to be our gas prices, how we're being ripped off here, we're ripped off there. It's all going to end soon. That's the way it always is. That's the way the headlines are always going to read. So when we think about that, you have to recognize that these are not always going to be irrelevant to what really is going on out there.
Right. Again, though, you take a look at where we are right now. There's not a lot going on except, that slight dip. Do you expect the markets to correct this week?
I don't. I think they'll actually bounce back this week. Now, that again, having said that, Kevin, I'm going to be the guy that you get to make fun of, like a stopped watch every once in a while, us optimists.
That's how I show my affection.
I know. I don't take it hard. It's okay. It's generally the markets trend higher, but we have definitely got terrible corrections, sometimes called bear markets.
Yes.
When they get really bad.
When's the bear coming, Dave?
Nobody knows. That's the key, and yet people will pretend that they knew, and the bears that have always been wrong, except like a stopped watch whenever there's a bear market, they never are optimistic, but they get more press and they get more forgivance. I understand that. That's part of it. That's part of the game I'm in, but I'm going to be wrong plenty, and the market does go down. It actually goes down 27% of the years.
Dave Petzo with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Talking about the markets and money, we'd love to take your calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's talk about anything locally going on here. Any big news?
Micron had a big move last week. Okay, the stock was down very substantially. Now, remember, Kevin, this is a company that I'm going to say it was about 4 years ago is trading below $5 a share.
Right.
And then for a couple years, maybe between 5 and 10. And we're now, it rode up to 35 and pulled back last week almost 10% in a day. That's a bad day. On what news? It was Samsung is going to build out a fab. They're going to increase production. It's the first time in this industry that people have in years built any new fabs in the world.
And what's
any
a
company. Fabrication, where they build the chips.
They're going to do it themselves.
Samsung is building a fabrication to make more chips, to run more lines of chips. So they'll be able to make more microchips, both DRAM, flash memory, whatever else.
Sure. Now, how does that impact Micron?
Prices. They're concerned now that we're going to overbuild as an industry, that Micron's going to build a new fab, maybe Hynix, and Samsung's going to, and then we oversupply, prices collapse, and bang, you have money losses again for Micron, et cetera. So people were concerned this finally happened. Somebody broke ranks and is going to go ahead and build out a fab. But supply has been constrained for so long, and demand is just continuing to accelerate. We put chips in everything, but autos are now consuming a huge number of chips, and we all know we walk around with more computing power than put the man on the moon in our pockets. Well, those cell phones have tons of chips in them, memory, and also our tablets. So we have a huge and growing need for more supply, and it's been constrained. So this, I think, is overdone, but I understand the reaction of the market saying, hey, you guys have done this for 30 years. When times are good, you overbuild, and then you all lose money again, and we're all going to lose money again. So I don't think it's going to happen. We're down to three companies in the world, Hynix, Samsung, and Micron. It's a perfect oligopoly. It's perfectly profitable. It's a beautiful situation, and I think it was a buying opportunity.
In your trust every morning, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Can't we all get along when it comes to stocks and markets and everything else? Kevin Miller in the morning, Dave Petzo with us here at 580 KIDO. So the international impact of the Gaza-Hamas situation, that's not going to affect fuel prices here. We're not going to have people going, oh, no, blah, 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 blah. We're going to have to raise gas prices.
To a degree, they'll use it. They'll talk about it. But I think it's just headlines, Kevin. That's all it is. It's a real human event. But it is not critical to the world supply of oil.
Indeed, as we move along. So we've got oil, we've got computers. Now, I'm a big fan of Bloomberg Business Week, and I was reading an article in it about the revival of Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really, this is my homework to try and keep up with you.
Okay.
And apparently there's this company called, I think, 3G or something like that, the big investment firm that bought Burger King. And they invested in, like, I think the CEO of Burger King is 24, 27, something like that.
Hmm.
And they really believe in young people. And, hey, that's great. And we all used to be young. But then you can start to think about it. You know, is that ageism where, hey, we prefer the young people because not every great CEO, even though the average age of a CEO is, I think, 51 or 54, you know, not every CEO is great because they're old, but you do have that business experience and life experience.
Right.
Are we going to see more of folks like that hiring the millennials?
I don't think so. I disagree with that. I think it makes no sense at all. You can prefer all you want, and quite probably it will naturally be that way in something like social media, Kevin. It's just by nature, old guys like me are not really, we're just not going to be in that space and understand it as well. We don't use it as much, and so it's going to be younger people in that space. But for something, as you point out, generally speaking, like a Burger King, a large restaurant or retail outlet, I think you're going to see people with experience, not people who are brand new and can talk a good game. I thought we learned that when we learned about a president who's done nothing in his life, but he gives a good speech, and so he's the smartest guy on the planet. Experience matters. It matters a lot.
It does indeed, and then we take a look at some of the politics creeping into the economy. You know, the president wants $2 or $3 billion for the border crisis. I just don't know where he's going to get the money, and Congress wants to give him, I think, $500 million, but that's still, whether you're this company, Petso Financial, or anything other, those are unbudgeted expenses.
They are, but they'll just do it. It doesn't matter. They just borrow more. You know, when they have a need that comes up, they're going to do it. And if we went to war or something like that, they're going to fund the war. They always have, and whether if it's deficit or not. So, in this particular case, the president had multiple opportunities prior to this to come up with some kind of a reasonable border plan, immigration reform. He had plenty of time to come up with corporate reform. That's something that's just huge right now on Wall Street, are these corporate inversions where companies are leaving the United States and going elsewhere, so they have lower tax rates, and now the president wants them to just stop doing it. But again, we've had 6 years of this guy doing nothing with mounting problems, and now we're going to throw $3 billion at the border. That's not going to solve anything. It's just not the problem. That's not the problem. People want to come here, and we have no way of telling them they're not going to come here, or they're going to do it legally.
You know, the cover of Bloomberg this week is Coke's fat problem. A lot of people are still drinking Cokes, but they're becoming more health conscious. Of course, the healthy water business has been blowing up. Whether you're Coca-Cola or any person that has been in business, a heritage brand.
Yep.
What is the struggle to remain relevant and successful in this ever-changing dynamic world that we live in today?
Right. And it is. You have to keep reinventing yourself. You can have a brand last for ages, and Coke has. It's an amazing brand. But now they're being hit with the fact that drinking soda, whether it's diet or not, is terribly unhealthy for your body. And people are thinking, you know, maybe there's a better alternative. I don't have to have a soda. Maybe I'll try something else. So they are buying out other brands, and they're trying to come up with vitamin waters and things like that to stay relevant. And hopefully they can, you know, feel like maybe people will have one Coke as a treat per day. And we're not going to get people to drink a case of it a day anymore because they just aren't going to destroy their bodies that way. Now, some people do. Some people still smoke, right? I get that, but those folks are going to be fewer and fewer out there. So we do have, I think it's a tough road for Coke ahead.
Two more questions for Dave Petso here at 580 KIDO. Not just Argentina, but we've got 11 other countries near bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the drag on the world economy if that goes down?
Well, Argentina has no drag because they're expected to be. They're basically uninvestable, have been for ages. So they've got a terrible economy because nobody will invest in their country, or few do. And this is the reason why, because it's a police state. They just this lady and her husband, I can't think of their name right now, the president and the past president, her husband, and have just looted the country and decided that it just doesn't matter. If there's the deficits are difficult, let's not make difficult decisions. Let's just bankrupt the currency. Let's just make the traders, the people that hold the paper, let's make them just go to, you know, go bankrupt on the paper. And that's what they've done, and people won't invest there. So I don't think Argentina is an issue. I do think that collectively the European banks are a problem, but I also believe that the ECB, European Bank, is going to do everything, as they say, that they have to make sure it does not become a bigger problem.
And speaking of a bigger problem, it looks like more and more recalls for General Motors. Apparently now the victims are claiming they're from the faulty ignition fund, taking the money there. I mean, GM is big, too big to fail, except when the government had to help them out. But this is not good news, whether you're GM, Toyota, Ford, whomever, that your product is defective and has cost people their lives.
Yeah, I think it's time to take another look at owning. Now, I know the stock's down, and I don't usually like to say to sell out of a stock that is down a little bit. But I think you have to be cautious with all the autos right now. They've been selling a lot of automobiles, and that's great news. But that's not the time to own them historically anyway. And then you add in these problems with potential litigation and recalls. The recalls are so expensive, as you know, Kevin. All of these millions of cars have to come back for parts.
Sure.
And, you know, it turns a profitable situation into a completely non-profitable situation. So all these recalls are just over and over and over. And eventually, like you and I talked last week, this may not affect sales today, but at some point, the quality issue is in the back of people's minds. And how do you overcome that? You don't. The sales go down.
Well, a challenge for the good folks, and I used to talk about this all the time in Pittsburgh when we had Cash for Clunkers. The challenge, you know, I worry about the people at the dealers. I worry about the people that the dealerships themselves that have to sell these cars.
Yep.
Because, you know, you take a look at some of these Chevys that are being recalled. GM is so, for lack of a better term, incompetent that the parts are taking weeks and months. And I'm sorry, this car is defective.
Right.
Don't tell me not to weigh down my keychain. I want it fixed. I paid good money for this.
That's right. That's right.
So why would you, as you said, why would I buy another car like that again, which hurts the dealers and the salesmen, the people that are victims in this?
That's right, and they are, and it's all the way through the chain. It's no different than a franchisee for Burger King,
right,
or whoever, and then all of a sudden, you know, three states away, or your supplier has tainted meat.
Right.
You know, we're all connected throughout that whole chain, and it is a very, very tenuous thing for all the people, whether they're the ones that have any responsibility or not. They're connected, both good and bad, with that name.
Dave Petzo, the Petzo Center, Petzo Financial, the Petzo Institute, of course, Saturdays, 8 to 10, right here at 580 KIDO. Dave, thank you very much.
Kevin, always a pleasure. Thank you. See you Saturday.
And we'll talk China.
Yes, of course. We're due.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 men.
And 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, Dave Burnett with us for the Manly Man segment as we get rolling. So, Dave, you've been back to work for a couple days. How are you doing?
You know, in some ways it's harder to come back. Been easier just to stay working.
Well, that's always been my theory. People say, why don't you take time off? Because I'd rather be consistent.
Well, yeah, I mean, part of it is our schedule. When you get up very early, like in the middle of the night, trying to get my body back acclimated to going to bed early and getting up early, it's been rough. I'm not going to lie. It's been a little tough.
Well, you've had a life for, what, a week?
Well, yeah, where, you know, you have kind of normal human sort of hours, and then suddenly to be thrown back into it. And you know, I put in, unlike a lot of people in the building, I put 8 hours in here a day. And so to suddenly step back into that work schedule, man, it's tough.
Well, you know, and it's funny because even if people are just waking up now or listening as they're sleeping, there's a big difference between being, you know, waking up now and being at work now.
Yeah.
What it does to your body.
Yeah, it is. So, but enough of me. That's not that important. I got a question for you.
Sure.
Can I throw this? Can I take control of the wheel for a second?
I wish somebody would.
What do you think when a legend, and again, we're back to this sports topic, but it could be anything. It could be in politics. It could be in, you know, just human life. When a legend comes to an end, and I'm talking about Tiger Woods, he could be done.
Yeah.
He now has a back injury, and he and everybody knows he just has not been the same over the past several years. This was a guy who everyone said, no one's ever going to beat him when he was in his prime. Guy, unbelievable. For the game of golf on TV, I mean, TV ratings going, no, please, Tiger, come back.
Right.
Because since he has not been, even if he competes in his bad shape, the ratings go up. And it could be the end of what I would consider a golf legend falling short. Now, take all of the antics aside of his wife and the four iron upside the head and the, you know, all of that. This is a guy who had just an incredible career, and it's done. Should he quit?
Well, I think he should. I really think that Tiger Woods should take about a year off, and I know he's already taken a year off, but I think he should take a year, 2 years off, and reconfigure his body. He is so bulky, and you have the allegations that he hasn't been the same since he was busted for going to the same doctor as A-Rod.
Yeah. You know, was it steroids, and did that ruin him? I don't know. It just, in some ways, and I'll be honest right up front, I was always a Tiger fan, and I'm one of those people that if Tiger's playing, because he's such a ferocious competitor, I love watching him play. And so I'm one of those people that when he competes and when he's on TV, I'll watch. When he doesn't, don't care. Just because of his competitiveness, and I've always liked him for that, and all the antics aside. And it's just kind of sad when somebody stays past when they should, and you see that in sports a lot. Somebody who stays around, Brett Favre. Brett, you stayed around too long. You should have quit.
Well, if he would have had an offensive line in Minnesota, he probably...
Yeah, he might have done it. But, yeah, it's just very sad. And at what point does somebody that, you know, in the world of politics, you have people that were superstars in politics, but they just stay around a little too long.
Well, doesn't everybody?
I mean,
really is Michael Jordan coming back? And
no, there are those. You know, a guy that went into the Hall of Fame, Lawrence Taylor, won the Super Bowl. See ya. Done. Career done. And look what he's done since then. He's, you know, it's just got an incredible media career.
Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Michael
Strahan.
Not Lawrence Taylor. But, Michael Strahan.
Right, but Lawrence Taylor, he had all those drug busts.
Yeah, I got confused on defensive ends. Michael Strahan.
Right.
He's somebody that, you know, the Giants win the Super Bowl. He says, done, see ya. And he's somebody who quit at the top of his career.
He did, and of course he came back for that extra year because he had a divorce, so he held out for big money. You know, when people say that we're a racist country, and I have another Tiger Woods follow-up for you, but take a look at what Michael Strahan is doing. He replaced Regis. He's on Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
He really works well with that crew on Fox. He youngs them down. Unlike Ronnie Lott and others, Chris Collinsworth, that they've tried to put in there. And you think that if America was so bad, you wouldn't have this African-American guy with this high-profile position. And he owns it. I don't think we've ever seen anybody like him that has really gone from jock to owning the TV as much as he has.
Well, he's a quick learner. He learned from Kelly Ripa how to, I mean, even his NFL work improved after he started with Kelly Ripa. He watched and he learned from her very quickly how to be very natural on camera and how to really love up to the lens. And he is the perfect study of somebody that goes, I'm going to watch and I'm going to learn. And he learned quickly. Well, and he's improved himself because of that.
And let's get back to Tiger Woods. You know, Tiger Woods, African-American, according, didn't he call himself a Canadian or something like that? Remember, he came up with a name for his own race because he was part Asian, part black and
such.
Yeah, I think so. But for all the work that Tiger Woods has done as far as the racial barriers in golf, you haven't seen any younger Tiger Woods, have you? I mean, it's been great for Tiger Woods, but, I mean, I'm sure he's inspired a lot of people, but you don't see those breakthrough athletes, if you will, like you see with the Williams sisters.
Well, there's a reason for that, and hockey's another one. There's a reason, I think, for that, and that is in part, when it comes to the game of basketball, You can go get a pickup game of basketball in the inner city anywhere. When it comes to golf, when it comes to ice skating, it's very expensive. I mean, there's a lot of money involved in this. And so for those kids in the inner city to just go, I'll take up golf. And no, you're not going to, because it's very expensive. Green fees are very expensive. Where you can go pick a, you know, pickup game or a pickup game of football, you can go do anywhere. But when it comes to skate time for hockey, very expensive to do. Tough for the kids in the inner city to do because of money. I mean, that's just the truth. I mean, that's my humble opinion on it, but it's very expensive. That's coming from the mouth of a kid who played ice hockey. It was expensive for my parents to get me the skate time because they don't just let you into the rink to skate for free.
Right.
You have to pay for that time that you're in there skating, practicing. Teams have to pay, and so it's very difficult. So I think when it comes to certain sports, you know, is there a racial barrier? No. There's a financial barrier. And when it comes to kids who live in the inner city, that money sometimes is not applied to advance them in those sports.
Still, you'd think that Tiger would have broken some more barriers there. And here's the other thing. You go back to his wife, and he busted his knee in the U.S. Open and kept playing. You know, some people recover, some people don't. So I think the guy needs to take a year off, do the Dwayne Wade, become a vegetarian. And again, as your body gets older, it's tough to maintain that speed. From what I understand, and I'm certainly not a golfer or a duffer or anything like that, the Tiger Woods was, you know, it was all about speed for him, that speed, that power. And now it's more he's a grinder.
Yeah, and it's not working as well for him. And it does. You talk to any golfer who gets older, it's just the, you know, the quickness of hands is not quite there. It's like a batter in baseball. Your quickness in your hands, it just starts to go. So I don't know. Does he take a year off and then come back on the senior tour? Which is kind of odd to say, but, you know, do you do that? I don't know. But it's just interesting. At what point does somebody stay past their prime?
Ha! Or even reach their prime for some of us.
Well, some are still trying to reach it.
Yes, exactly.
We'll run out of time before we reach our prime.
So we've got that going on with Tiger Woods. Here's another one. Principal fired for telling students to speak English. Can you believe that?
Having just spent a week in Southern California, I'll tell you.
This is in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, a very different world, and I'm not talking just Spanish. When I was in Southern California, Asian language, Arabic languages, different, you know, Farsi. It was just like, wow, unbelievable. I mean, we're very sheltered here.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that have lived in California that have come here. This should be like a suburb of Los Angeles.
Here?
You notice that everybody who retires from California moves here?
Well, you have, and especially you get up in McCall, there's a huge population from San Diego that has moved up to the McCall area.
Really?
That's pretty well known, yeah. And a lot of people say, yeah, the Californians are, well, I won't say all, but a lot of the Californians moving up here are conservatives, some more conservative than the Idahoans.
They got run.
Because they wanted out.
They got run.
Yep, exactly. So for everybody to point their finger and say, oh, well, in some points and cases, they can be more conservative than those of us who live here.
I suppose. I'd like to see them try to be more conservative than me. I just thought that was
funny. I've met a few.
I've
met a few more conservative than you.
So we've got that going on. It is official. The SEC Network, 87 million homes now. DirecTV has fallen. Now, it'll be interesting to see if it's really worth it, and they're marketing the heck out of it, but in reality, you know, my wife and I were talking about this last night. Well, you're going to get it. I go, you know, if it's offered, I don't know. I mean, how much football can you get? And I think there's a dangerous point, and you being the SEC lover that you are,
where
you get too much saturation. You know, I'm sitting there watching, and look, if I lived in the South, that'd be one thing, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting there going, okay, well, you know, Paul Feinbaum, whose book comes out today, that's great for him. Okay, how many times can we hear? And again, I'm amazed at his success, and he's a brilliant guy. But the majority of his people still come from the state of Alabama, yet they've given him this national platform based on the passion of one state. It's fascinating. And I mean, look, you can, you know, there's only so much TV you can watch. You know, you throw a Netflix and
You get in trouble.
Yeah.
Trying to watch it all, you get in trouble quickly.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, I'm sure it'll be better than a lot of things, but And what happens after football season? I mean, is anybody going to care about basketball?
SEC basketball?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, I mean, they're throwing, and again, it's like buying high right now. You know, hey, I got to have it. And I'm going, do you really? Considering that, I mean, how much is it going to hurt ESPN, really? You know?
I don't think it's going to hurt much in this area. You know, and I think, you know, you go to California, nobody cares. They're all about the Pac-12 or 16.
Well, what's the Pac-12 doing? I mean,
they're still trying to get their big network put together.
Yeah, they didn't partner with anybody, which, you know, and aren't you tired of watching shows where they say, well, if you buy the insider package, who are they, Glenn Beck now?
Well, they're trying to capitalize on a success, I guess.
I mean, you got the WWE, you got ESPN, you got everybody, you know, just subscribing to that is expensive.
It is all very, well, just cable and or satellite TV is expensive.
Yeah.
You know, you reach a point of going, you know, at what point is this not really worth it?
You know, you're so funny. You go, well, Kevin, you need to go on a vacation. My vacation is my tube.
Well, you might want to think about whether it's really worth it. You might want to go ahead and go sit in the mountains and look at the sawtooths or something.
I was sitting outside of my driveway. It had been a while, for like an hour, waiting for somebody yesterday. It was fascinating.
Yeah, you and that vinyl, what do you call those little white plastic chairs in your driveway? That's a good look.
You know something? It's the look of the future for me. That's when we're talking about peaking and priming. That's what I'm
looking sitting on
for.
The front porch watching the world go by.
Yes,
it's
yes.
It's good for your neighborhood. Yes.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to do it.
Kevin, your traffic now.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
558. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning. Coming up next, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, will join us. We'll talk about his legal adventures. Well, probably not. We'll talk a little bit about impeachment and just what happens when we're taking a look at some products that may or may not be worthy of use. In other words, you know, defective products, what it means, what's the liability, how you can protect yourself. That's coming up next with our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. He's off Facebook and in studio coming up at the 6 o'clock hour. Let's get you to work safely and on time. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. What's the latest with the Ebola situation? Apparently now there's somebody in New York City. And we're importing another one. Details coming up with Fox News. Remember, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station, is your home for Fox News on the radio and Sean Hannity in the afternoons. Stay with us.
Serving Meridian.